My journey started in India, and my career was that of a factory worker, and I used to make $2 a day. And during that period, I learned a lot about the world, about how business works, about people, about how businesses produce value.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Web3 CMO Stories Podcast, Season 3, Episode 6. My name is Yuri Bilast, and I'm your podcast host. And today I'm really excited to be joined by Manoj Agarwal. Hi Manoj, how are you?
Hello, thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Happy to have you. Because guys, I will call him Manu because it's easier for me. So Manu, you have an interesting background. You have been in AI already for 15 years. No, I thought I was like early using AI, but you are a really a long history in AI. You even have patents in AI. So that's for me is interesting. And also you have also some activities in the Web3 world, which is why I invited you. But Manu, let's just start from the beginning. Start a bit by sharing your journey, from working in a factory to becoming global thought leader in AI and entrepreneurship. And maybe also if there are some pivotal moments that shape your path, I'm really curious.
Thanks for that. Well, my journey started in India, and my career was that of a factory worker, and I used to make $2 a day. And during that period, I learned a lot about the world, about how business works, about people, about how businesses produce value. But at the same time, working in that factory also taught me there is more to life than just, working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So the pivotal moment, as you talked about, was something that happened was during my lunch hour at the factory. I read some amazing success stories of other entrepreneurs and some business magazines. And that inspired me to say, okay, if other people can turn around their life and improve it, then anybody should be able to do it. All I needed was a way to create more value, a new skill, something that people wanted. And that led me to, find that skill that I needed to learn. And I landed up on software, technology, computers. And I realized I was not only good at it was fun. And a lot of people needed that, especially we are talking about like around early 90s. So, the internet was just coming out and the whole technology wave was just taking shape. So that was the sort of pivotal moment that led me into, embracing technology and doing the work that I was doing. And then obviously that was the beginning. And then after that, many things happened. And if you want to go into that, I can go into that. But many things happened in my personal life, in professional life, which sort of led me to the path that I am on today and got heavily into AI since 2007, started working with a lot of startups, Fortune 500 companies, made a lot of impactful software technologies, which have produced over $500 million in value, impacted about 10 million lives. It has been quite a journey, very interesting ups and downs, but learned a lot and had a lot of fun. So,
yeah, I hear that you're passionate about it. So your passion is obviously there. So AI is one thing. We mentioned already Web3, so which is also new technology. Can you talk a bit, you can also mention AI, of course, but how you came into Web3 space?
It's very interesting, the terminologies that our technology industry adopts. So Web3, if we talk to 100 people, 100 people will give a slightly different definition of Web3. The way that I'm looking at Web3 is basically a combination of AI, blockchain, already existing web technologies, AR, VR, which is almost to say that this is going to be like a virtual world parallel to our physical world. And this virtual world, everything that we are doing in physical world, transacting with each other, going to movies, exchanging value, all of this will be possible, but using technologies like blockchain, like AI. And so that is the exciting part where I don't think even people can imagine how they will have a virtual avatar that will have its own life, its own persona, its own personality. and it will represent them in the virtual world, and they will be experiencing the Web3 world, you know, as an avatar. But that's where I believe we are going as humanity. We will most likely, because we already have something like that, right? We already have a public persona in our lives and a private persona. We don't behave the same way publicly as we behave privately, right? I think that is exactly sort of the paradigm that will be extended into the digital space, where we will have a digital persona and a private persona. And so now, how that impacts society, how will that all unfold? It's an exciting prospect, but I don't think people have their head fully wrapped around like how it will unfold. Initial steps have been taken to build the metaverse and all of that stuff. But I think the technology is still evolving. I will love to know your opinion about that as well.
Yeah, you know, for me, if you mention Web3, for me, indeed, as you said, it's an umbrella term. Metaverse is part of it. NFTs are part of it. You know, the blockchain is part of it. Cryptocurrency is part of it. For me, in what I'm doing, I'm more, you know, I'm working with NFTs. I'm working with the metaverse. Those are the things as a marketer, which I really like. So yes, it's people understand different things. It's really early. Therefore, you know, also for AI, you are in that space already a long time, but for a lot of people, it's new. I know I read that in, I think, in your bio when I was preparing this episode, that you also have experience with a blockchain project or with a partnership. I think it was with IBM, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, we've been working with blockchain as well. See, my personal philosophy is to always look for the next wave of technology, always try to be on the cutting edge of technology. So my company, we are always looking for, you know, innovations that are world changing. So even with blockchain, I think we started working with it around like 2012 or so. And one of the major projects that we delivered was for the mining industry. Now, this is not crypto mining, but this is like real copper and silver and gold mining. And the idea is that a lot of the mining ore is done, the mining is done in very remote mines. And then there's a global network of collaborators or businesses which come together to take that mining ore and convert it into real metal, right? And so there's a lot of manual work done in that supply chain, a lot of paper-based work, a lot of theft, a lot of loss happens. So imagine a mining ore shipment which is worth about $50 million. So even if they lose 1% of it, that's like $500,000 lost. Mm-hmm. So we put all of that on a blockchain so that, you know, people can track every bit of mining ore that is being transferred from, say, a mine in Mexico to Europe and then to Asia and then back to North America. So you can track the whole supply chain from mine to a finished metal based on blockchain.
Right. Yeah. The blockchain for those things is also important, actually. You know, earlier today, I was in a round table in the metaverse talking about AI and all, you know, all these different. So those technologies, blockchain, AI, Web3, they all come together. It's really interesting. You are Manu. You have really experienced as an entrepreneur. You've met Obama. You have met Bill Gates. I've read that. So, do you have any advice for entrepreneurs or marketers that want to make an impact in the world of AI and Web3?
So I want to clarify, I have not met Obama, I have not met Bill Gates. They have noticed the work that our company has delivered, and they mentioned our work in their speeches. So I want to clarify it, you know, because sometimes people...
Okay.
So the idea here is, see, there is no limit to what anybody can achieve. It's always the first step in achieving your goals is to get absolute clarity in terms of what people are looking to achieve, you know, what they want to experience in life. And once you have that clarity, the second thing that I noticed was a lot of people get into a mode where they say, okay, if I want to make a lot of impact on the world, if I want to become well-known, if I want to become a thought leader, then I need to learn these things. I need to become a PhD professor. I mean, need to get a lot of experience, a lot of education, a lot of those things take a lot of time and effort. And that is not to say you should not make effort, but what I have learned is it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Because somebody, let's say if you're trying to make an impact on your own, you may be able to impact 10 people. But if you come to know another person with a big network, through that person, you can make an impact on 100 people. Or you can meet another credible, you know, influential person who can help you accelerate your business. So it's my mantra in life has become, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So if you start to dedicate time towards building your network and you are clear on your goals, then so many doors start to open that you cannot even imagine. Like I could have never imagined somebody like Obama or Bill Gates talking about the work that I have done. And that was a result of knowing a lot of people, you know, a network of people through which the work gets noticed. You get your name associated with some of the most influential people. And the last thing I will say is this whole notion of credibility and influence is like a contagious disease. Okay, so if you stand next to a credible and influential person, just like a contagious disease will catch you, their credibility and influence will catch you. Because once you're seen and heard with influential people, then you also become an influential person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that. And you know, Manu, that's also, you know, one of the advantages that I have with doing this podcast, because of course it's free. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, but it's building the network. You know, I had Mark Schaefer as a guest on my podcast, Joe Pulizzi, Jay Acunzo, people from the Web3 space that are really known, like Fanzo and so. So it's really building your network, as you say. Exactly. And now, actually, you know, a few weeks ago, we published a book together with 35, 36 marketers. It was Mark Schaefer's, I would say, name on it, but Mark Schaefer and friends. So because of the networking, I know those people. So really helps talking to, having them in the network, but also having interesting conversations.
Exactly, exactly.
And actually, yeah, that's, you know, now we are meeting on my podcast. So we have a conversation, we get to know each other. So this is really interesting.
Exactly.
So we talked about, yeah, you mentioned already the metaverse, Web3. How do you see AI playing the role in Web3 or maybe in the metaverse itself? How do you see those technologies interact?
See, I believe the metaverse is going to be hinged upon the quality of AR, VR, because as human beings, we want to experience through our multiple senses. So vision, sound, you know, the immersive experience. So let's say, you know, I am really passionate about traveling. And obviously, due to my time schedule, my parenting schedule, I may not be able to travel the world. But imagine if I can go into the metaverse and I can say, okay, I want to go to Paris today. And I want to experience Paris in an immersive fashion where I can actually, my senses feel that I'm in Paris and I'm on the top of Eiffel Tower and all of that stuff. These experiences will be possible with AI because it will be able to create that real-time sensation, sounds and sights and all of that things, even smells, to simulate that, you know, true metaverse, true virtual reality that I can experience in my life. So AI is going to be underpinning everything. It's already underpinning everything. I mean, we are recording this video recording. Underneath the covers, AI is doing the magic to optimize the traffic so that we are able to talk to each other in high definition in real time, even though we are sitting, you know, far apart, right? So AI is already there. And as technologies evolve, AI is going to be critical to help us optimize things, create new ideas, because I believe we are approaching, if we are not already there, we are approaching a point of singularity where AI is going to become more intelligent than human beings. So it will make sense that AI actually helps in inventing those technologies. And then when those technologies are mature and we are experiencing it, they are also using AI to create that experience, right?
Yeah, AI is everywhere. Eh? Also, you know, for this podcast, you know, now I use Buzzsprout as my platform. It also has AI now. You know, it creates directly, it suggests titles, it creates a transcript and so on. Before, I had to use different tools also for my blog. I had to copy content writer, or you call it, you know, create a blog about it, about the podcast. Now it's 95% is done by AI. Mm. You mentioned it already, building a network. For me, also building communities, building relationships is really important. You have a background, I think, in psychology or human psychology, neuroscience. How did you, you said you learned this about building those relationships. Did your background help you? Did you learn it on the go? How did that happen?
See, so this is where, you know, the second pivotal moment happened in my life. So about 10, 12 years ago, I had some extreme experiences in my life, which led me to depression and to the point I was like almost suicidal. And then I wanted to fix myself. I wanted to find solutions to that problem. And I talked to a lot of therapists and psychologists. And so all that led me, I mean, these therapists, they gave me some insight, but they didn't really give me any groundbreaking sort of, you know, relief. And then through that journey, I found meditation. And I found that meditation really helped me change my perspective, which then brought me to really understanding the mechanics of the mind, the neuroscience and psychology. So I've been diving deeper and deeper into that realm due to that experience. But then more so because I realized how much role AI plays in shaping our mind and how our mind and AI are basically a continuum of the same thing. So my work became how to use AI and the knowledge about human psychology and neuroscience to create really impactful solutions. So these solutions can help companies and individuals gain more visibility, you know, increase customer satisfaction, reduce their risk, increase their revenue. All of these things are quite possible, and they work really magically once you combine the power of neuroscience and AI.
Wow. And so as I understand, that's one of the services that you deliver with your company. It's around AI, is that?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little bit of a complicated situation when we explain neuroscience and AI. A lot of people say, okay, this sounds very complicated. But we focus on what the company is looking to do, meaning, you know, for example, we are helping one company improve their employee engagement and their culture using AI and neuroscience. Another one is about teaching music to their students in a better way using AI and neuroscience. So the way that we do it is sort of a little bit complicated. We sort of help people understand at the surface level, but the results that they are looking for are amazing. So we basically ask the client, okay, you know, tell us what exactly you are trying to achieve, what is the best case scenario for you, and then utilizing these tools, we implement the system that gets them the result very quickly and easily, and it's almost like magic. Like a lot of people don't believe it.
Yeah, indeed, you have to see it. But with those magic, you know, you hear stories about people getting a bit scared of new technologies. It's always, of course, a new technologies. People, they have the, you have the real early adopters and you have all the rest that come later. Mm-hmm. What are like the challenges that you see? You know, okay, it's magic, but what are the challenges with AI that you see with your customers, for instance?
See, the biggest challenge right now is fear and misinformation. As you said, like a lot of people don't understand it and they have, watch movies like Terminator. So the first fear is, oh, is AI going to take over humanity or it is going to kill all people? Then there is a fear about, job loss. Then there is a fear that, you know, people like Elon Musk are saying, stop AI. So all these fears are playing into people's minds, which is a typical reaction that humans showcase whenever a new technology is introduced. So the first step for us is to help them understand that these fears are, you know, these are valid fears. These are not these are not like hallucinations, but rationally thinking these fears are very baseless. And the idea is that people need to start using AI today. Otherwise, in 2 to 3 years, they will be left behind. You know, people, other competitors will be using AI and they'll be miles ahead of them. The second thing is that the magnitude of opportunity that is in front of us, that also people don't realize. So the CEO of IBM has said that AI is going to add about $10 trillion to the world economy by 2030. So the world economy today is about $96 trillion. That means in the next 7 years, AI is going to add more than 10% of the world GDP, you know, into the economy. So even if you get like 0.01% of that wealth transfer, how is that going to transform your life? And this is what people don't realize, because if you compare this to like when the internet was coming along, in the first 7 years, I don't think it added more than, say, $100 billion to the world economy. And then the smartphone came along, maybe it added maybe, you know, a few hundred billion or maybe even a trillion. But this time AI is adding about $10 trillion. So the magnitude is, it's immense. And that's what people need to realize.
Yeah, indeed, there's so many opportunities. People don't realize it. I think it's, can we even realize it? You know, how fast it goes? What is even possible? Manu, what are you actually the most excited about? Okay, it goes really fast about AI, about these new technologies. What are the things? I know you're passionate about it. So what is exciting you the most?
See, I think what's so exciting is, first of all, I think we are entering an age of hyper-personalization, where we will be able to get exactly what we want. Like with mass production, industrialization, we used to get cheaper goods, but we lost personalization. We cannot buy the shirt we are wearing in like 10 different colors, or, you know, different custom made sizes or what have you. So that's one thing, hyper personalization will come. I think we are entering the age of abundance, where most of us will be able to afford everything that we want without working, you know, 80 hours a week or what have you, because a lot of the heavy lifting will be done by AI. Then I'm excited about a lot of the advances that will happen in solving big problems, finding cure for diseases like Alzheimer's or cancer, you know, finding solutions for climate change. You know, these kind of things will become easier, because a machine with an IQ of 1000 will be able to help us find those solutions much better and faster, right? And then I'm excited about like how it will transform society. Like I believe in the next 7 years, by 2030, we will see companies going public with one employee only. You know, we will most likely in 10, 20 years, we will have a situation where every car or vehicle is driven by AI. And I believe it will be illegal for humans to drive on the road. So these kind of transformations are going to happen. And that's what's exciting.
Wow. Yeah, these are really interesting thoughts, you know, that you just talked about. It's also a really positive message to end this podcast with. Manu, if people want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, where would you like to send them?
Yeah, so find me on LinkedIn. I'm active there. And let me know that you heard me on this CMO Stories podcast. And what are you trying to achieve, and how we can be instrumental in your success.
Amazing. Thanks again, Manu. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. Thanks. It was a pleasure here as well.
So guys, if you are now listening to this episode and you're also passionate about AI and Web3 like Manu and like me, and you think that people around you can also benefit from this episode, feel free, and I would even encourage you to share this episode with them so that they can also get all the value bombs in this episode. If you are not yet subscribed to the show, I think now is a good moment to do that. And of course, I hope to see you back next time. Take care.
Web3 can take your biz to new heights. And you're ready to harness its power, but feeling lost and overwhelmed? Therefore, join my W3X Web3 Mastermind. Send me a personal message for more info. You can find me everywhere on social media. There's only one person with my name, Yuri Bilast. Talk soon.